Alex Bauman in studio with me, and I hate to ask, but where are we going with this segment?
We did it last week, David, and it's titled Spot the Fake Trivia.
Hey, I did pretty good with
you
that
did. You
last
went 9
week.
For 10.
Hey.
And the one you missed was about soccer.
Of course.
And we're still going to do the same topics again, country music and sports. You want to start with sports like last week or country music?
Yeah, let's see if I can start off with a good, okay. Good kick.
So there's two truths and a lie. David has to pick out which is the lie.
Okay.
Here's the first set. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the NBA's all-time leading scorer until LeBron James passed him. The Green Bay Packers have won more NFL championships than any other team. And the Toronto Maple Leafs have the most Stanley Cups.
I'm going to say the one about the Green Bay Packers is false.
Nope, incorrect.
It's the Toronto Maple Leafs.
The Montreal Canadiens have the most.
Okay, who has more? I mean,
the Packers have the most.
Have more than the Patriots?
Yeah.
How many do the Packers have? I didn't think they had six. Because I know that the Patriots have six.
Well, hold on. You're right, David.
Hey!
The Patriots and the Steelers both have six.
Thank you. So I'm one for one.
You're one for one. Okay. We'll give it to you. Software I'm using didn't tell me the truth.
Okay. All right.
So there was two lies and a truth there.
I know more than the software, don't
you? You do. So David got one.
All right.
One right.
So I'm one for one.
All right. Set two. Pele won 3 FIFA World Cups. Nolan Ryan threw 7 career no-hitters. And Tiger Woods has won the most major golf championships of all time.
Tiger Woods.
Correct. It was Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, I knew that, but I also knew that Nolan Ryan threw 7 no-hitters. Until you said that last one, I was unsure because I didn't know about Pele and the CONCACAF Cups or whatever it is.
Gidden would have known it right off the bat.
He's not here. 2-0.
Next one. The Lakers originally played in Minneapolis. The New York Rangers have the most Stanley Cups, and the Cleveland Browns have appeared in a Super Bowl.
That's the New York Rangers.
Good. I was keeping on your toes there.
Yeah. You just told me a while ago that the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah. You ready? Right. Here's the last one.
We're only doing 8?
Yeah, we're only doing 8 this
week.
Okay.
All right.
Wilt Chamberlain also played professional volleyball. The Indianapolis 500 is run on July 4th weekend. And the Stanley Cup has players' names engraved on it.
That is going to be the Indianapolis 500. It is run on Memorial Day weekend.
Correct.
See, I know my
racing. You had to know that one.
I know my racing now.
So you're 4 for 4. All right. The first one was just wrong.
Going into country. Oh, so we're still doing 10, counting the first one that was wrong?
No.
We're just doing 4 each?
4 each.
Okay, that's good. So, all right, so I'm... So overall, I'm 13-1 right now. Hallelujah.
All right, here's country music starting off. Hopefully the first set's right this time, David. I'm praying that the software didn't fail me here.
All right.
Garth Brooks is the best-selling solo artist in U.S. history. Keyword solo there.
Wait a minute. Is this country only?
Country? No, it's all time. Best solo artist.
Of any genre?
Any genre. Best-selling solo artist. Johnny Cash was born in Texas. And Dolly Parton wrote Jolene and I Will Always Always Love You on the same day.
The false statement in that is Garth Brooks.
Incorrect. Johnny Cash was not born in Texas.
He was born in, was it Oklahoma?
Arkansas.
I knew it was either Arkansas or Oklahoma.
I did actually double check that Garth Brooks before I got on here today. So I know that's right.
He's more than any other body in any other genre.
Any solo artist.
Wow. He's more than Taylor Swift. He's more than the Antichrist?
I guess so.
Wow. All right. So I'm 4-1. I told you I wouldn't do good with this country stuff.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Set 2. Brooks and Dunn are the best-selling country duo of all time. Taylor Swift started her career as a country artist, and Kenny Rogers never recorded a duet with Dolly Parton.
The false statement in that is Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
That's incorrect. They famously sang Islands in the Stream.
Yep, I knew that, and I knew that the Antichrist started out in country music before she went to gospel and the Antichrist. But then I also knew that, Brooks and Dunn by far right now is best-selling artist of duos.
Next set here. Eric Church's nickname is the Man in the Hat. Miranda Lambert was part of the group Pistol Annies, and Willie Nelson acted in movies as well as music.
The wrong one in that is Miranda Lambert.
No, Eric Church. Eric Church's nickname is the Chief.
Well, I mean, I knew that's what his bar. I didn't know that was his nickname because I have seen him in a lot of different hats.
Yeah.
So, hey. All right.
Kind of falling off here, David.
So I'm 1-for-3. That's okay. I'm going to go 5.
This is the last set.
All right.
Loretta Lynn had no formal singing lessons before becoming a star. Toby Keith once owned his own restaurant chain. And Miranda Lambert's band before her solo career was called the Dixie Darlings.
I believe that's going to be Miranda Lambert.
You're right. The band was called the Texas Pride, not the Dixie Darlings.
That's right. And I knew Toby Keith owned some chain of restaurants. He actually owned some Burger Kings.
Really?
Did you know that? Yeah. Yep. Well, all right. So overall in that aspect, 2-2 and 4-0, I was 6-2. So overall I am 15-3.
15-3, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. I don't think Giddens could do that good.
No, not on country music. He doesn't know anything about country music. Now, the sports he might get you.
He
with
doesn't know anything other than soccer. Could you ask, hey, would he have gotten the one about the Indianapolis 500 correct?
No, probably not.
No, absolutely not.